Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin. We are on Vav Amud Beis Bo'i Reb Zera. We're still in the sugyas of Baal Ta'acher, as was discussed the past couple of dafim, that when the Mishnah said at the beginning of our Masechta that Rosh Chodesh Nisan Be'echad Be'is is Rosh Hashanah for Malachim, we learned that was for dating shtaros for kings, and then the next word, L'Regalim, that's what we've been talking about. Regalim means regarding Baal Ta'acher. So now we have a couple of other questions relating to Baal Ta'acher before we get to the next word of the Mishnah, which B'ez Hashem comes up on today's daf, among other issues. So Bo'i Reb Zera, about 10 lines up on Vav Amud Beis. Yoresh Mahu Be'Baal Ta'acher. What is the halacha of a Yoresh and Baal Ta'acher? What does that mean? Simple interpretation is that the father made a neder, and he never brought his karban, and now, after he dies, is the Yoresh subject to Baal Ta'acher if he does not bring the karban? Rashi says, Al neder aviv. Right, the father made a neder, so is the Yoresh chayiv. Kisida, the Gemara lays out the tzadim. Kisidar neder amarachmana v'halo nadar. Right, the lashon is when he makes a neder, then lo sa'acher l'shalmo, and this Yoresh did not make a neder. O dilma uvasa shama v'avesim shama v'amachayev, or it goes by the potential to go up to Yerushalayim and being there and not bringing it in that case v'amachayev. And here he goes up, he fulfills uvasa shama v'avesim shama. So that's the question. The question, without looking at the language of the Gemara, you might have said that the question is either about Yoresh or about Baal Ta'acher. It might be, well, how limited is Baal Ta'acher? Does it really go by the person who makes the neder or not? So that's how the Gemara sounds, that it's a Baal Ta'acher question. The other way to look at it, doesn't really fit into the words as much in the Gemara, but maybe that's behind the scenes, and that is, how do you look at Yoresh? How much is Yoresh an independent entity coming from the father but retains his own independent status? Or how much is Yoresh really a stand-in for the father? As the Gemara says elsewhere, in a different context, brakara davua, that the son really takes the place of the father. And there are even some halachos that we have mentioned in the past that follow this principle of brakara davua instead of following the principle of just stam Yerusha, in terms of Eved Kenani, in terms of other issues that relate in that were discussed in the first paragraph of Maseches Kiddushin. So that's this question here: Yoresh Baal Baal Ta'acher, and the Gemara has the two studim. Says the Gemara, Tashma, the Tani Rebbe Chia, Mei Imach Prat LeYoresh. So we say from you that excludes Yoresh. We darshan, I Mei Imach, we boyle zeleket shicha v'peya. Didn't we learn Mei Imach earlier to teach me that there is Baal Ta'acher by leket shicha and peya, which we discussed, Tosfos discussed at length. How do you get a Baal Ta'acher there? It's really a mitzvah to leave it, not a mitzvah to take it and then give. So kari bei amcha imach, but kari bei Mei Imach. So you learn imach and Mei Imach. So the extra mem, you learn both. You learn imach is an inclusion of leket shicha upeya. Mei imach is an exclusion of yoresh. Right? Maybe the only mitzvah you could fulfill by not realizing you're doing it. Shichacha. Okay, or maybe the mitzvah is just not to go back afterwards. Either way, so this is the first question. Yoresh, it's an unanswered question. Gemara does not answer the question clearly at the end. Even before we continue, the ritva here, even in the question, has two dayas here. And according to one of the opinions of the ritva, there's really no hava mina that the Yoresh is going to violate Baal Ta'acher. The Aveira, he didn't make the neder. So how can you say he's going to violate Baal Ta'acher? Yesh mefarshim, says the Ritva, the lav dafka, that it's really Baal Ta'acher, Mishu Baal Ta'acher l'shalmo. Tiahu vaday lesa, elo l'noder mamish, kidechsev kisidor neder. Ela mishum kra v'havesim shama kami boile, she'ein lo la'achro. Do you say he's going to be mevato the asei? Mi amrina dahu nami lo koi ela anoder dechziv be Baal Ta'acher olo. First day of the Ritva is that there's no havamina that the Yoresh is going to violate Baal Ta'acher. The only question is the asay. And the Ritva says, ve'ena mechuvar. I don't agree with that opinion. Look at the words of the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like it's mamish asking about Baal Ta'acher. Ela meimra kepashte lo Baal Ta'acher dafka. V'kami boile mi amrina ki si don eder dafka hu. O dilma uvasem shama. Uvasem shama vavesem shama. V'machay ba'ase zeh. V'cho machayev bahai. Machayev v'Baal Ta'acher l'shalmo. So it's interesting, two days in the Ritva, whether the Gemara should be taken seriously. If there's a hava mina that someone who didn't make the neder is going to violate Baal Ta'acher or not. Right? So what's the root of that? Why is the Ritva, it's so obvious for the Ritva that he would violate Baal Ta'acher? Again, one could ask the question, maybe that's a chiddush of Baal Ta'acher. It's obvious that Baal Ta'acher is not totally on the nether. The language of the Ritva is that Baal Ta'acher is totally on the Aseh. They're totally on each other. And once the Aseh is there, the Los Aseh is there. The other way to say it is that maybe it's totally on how do you understand Yorish. Yorish is for sure not exactly the father. So the son didn't take the nether. The other day I might say, no, the second day, no, the Yorish is the father. Brakara Davu, and therefore he would be able to violate the Issa. So either way, an important 2 days of the Ritva on the Gemara. The Sfasemis also here has a line that says if it would be up to him, he would interpret the Gemara that it only applies. The whole question is only if the father was already mafresh. If the father wasn't mafresh yet, then for sure he does not think that the son would violate at all. But he says maybe that the Rishonim don't say it. But he says maybe the Gemara is limited to a case where the father was Dafka mafresh. Okay, that is all question one about Yorish. What do we paskin? We'll see soon. Bez Hashem. First, let's continue. By Reb Zera. Reb Zera asked the next question. Isha mai b'Baal Ta'acher. What about a woman? Is a woman subject to Baal Ta'acher? So again, what's the question? Mi amrinan halo mechayva b'ri'ya. Do you say, well, on the other hand, she's not chayiv in the mitzvah of ri'ya, right? As Rashi quotes, kol zechurcha. And because she's not mechuyev to go up, it's not shayach to say that time of the regel will be obligatory for her in Baal Ta'acher. Ol dilma ha'isa b'simcha. Or she is shayach in the yantif ha'isa b'simcha. She's involved in the mitzvah of simchas yadav v'samachta b'chagecha, in simcha l'babasar, in simcha l'b'yayin. So therefore she is included. You don't need the chiyuv of aliyah l'regel. Remember we had yesterday, the Sfasemis also discussed that he felt that if someone was not obligated besides Isha, what about other people who are not obligated to go? Maybe they also wouldn't be obligated about Ta'acher. Remember there was a Tosfos in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Gimel? Maybe someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael? Right? The question there was, what was reviewed by Maseir not doing in Eretz Yisrael on Pesach? So Tosfos had a couple of days. He didn't have karka. He didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, the Chulu. Any of those Pturim. So would they be, really, it could be linked to the same question, right? These people who are pater, right? Tosfos says right here in Halesa, v'hu adin zaken v'chole umishein lo karka v'chole p'turim in ari'ya. All the people who are pater, same kind of question: is Baal Ta'acher really a function of aliyah l'regel or not? After all, we mentioned if you're in Yerushalayim not on a yantif, you don't violate Baal Ta'acher. So it's something to do with the yantif, and the psukim link it. So that is the question here. So is it linked? Mi amrina and halom chayav b'ri'ya? Do we say no? They're included in simcha. Amalei abaya v'tepik le'da'isa v'simcha. What do you mean? The Abaya says, isn't it obvious? The latter tzad, and that is they're included in simchas yantif. So therefore, they should be obligated. So umi amar abaya hachi? Did Abaya really hold this that a woman is included in simcha? V'yamar abaya isha ba'ala mesamcha? Did Abaya say that the woman per se has no mitzvah? It's the husband's obligation to be mesameach his wife. Ba'ala mesamcha, right? As Rashi quotes, ba'ala mesamcha, bibavel bebigdei tzivonin, beritzol bebigdei pishtan, muguhatzim, nice clothes, right? And nice jewelry, and all the others, right? Tosfos in the bottom, Rabbeinu Tam is a little bothered by that, right? That's only bizman hazeh, but bizman abayis in simchel ababasar, and a woman is included in that. So either way, Rabbeinu Tam's formulation, third to last line, Ba'ala mesamcha shahachiv al baila v'lo aleha. Whatever the chiv is, whether it's meat of the carbon, whether it's clothing, the point is that it's the husband's obligation and not the wife's. So how could Abaya say Ba'ala mesamcha, how could Abaya say that she's included? Isn't it the husband's obligation? So the Gemara says, L'drav de Reb Zera kama. You're right. What I hold is what I hold. But Rabbi is still saying that even according to you, isn't she involved enough? Isn't she involved enough? Again, an unanswered question. We don't have the answer to Yorish, we don't have the answer to Isha. 2 points. Number one is Paskin? The Rambam. The Rambam splits. The Rambam says that a Yorish is not chayiv in Baal Ta'acher, while an Isha is chayiv in Baal Ta'acher. The Rambam has that chilek in Meiser Karbanas, Yud Dalid. Says the Rambam, Hikdish behema la mizbeach, the avru alav shnei regalim. First, he quotes the question that was asked on yesterday's daf. If an animal was hukdash and then two regalim passed, v'nafal bamum, And then the animal got a mum, upadye agabeva acheres, and you switched it. So now you have a new animal. So do you say it's cumulative, or does it start again? The Rambam holds it, you start again. Eino over, below sasi eshiavru ala haacheres shalosh regalam. Good. Then he says, ve'echara ish, ve'echara isha, overes bebalta acher. Beferish, a woman, aval hayoresh, eino over bebalta acher. So even though both are unanswered, the Rambam has a split psak. He's more noted to say the isha, that he is for the Yorish. So if you just have this Gemara, you'd ask, why? What's the difference in Psak? So the Nosei Kalim try to figure out exactly in terms of the rules. In terms of Abaye is no tetra of Zerah's tzad, to the, that even though the Gemara says Lodorav Tetra of Zerah, it seems to be weighted on that side, while in the first Ibaya, right, it's weighted on the other side. Pratli Yorish. And that is why the Rambam has the split Psak. The Ritva here notes that the question about Isha is only about Karbanos. But for example, let's say the other mitzvos that are included in Balta Acher, like Tztaka, like Lechet Shechah and Peah, there's no reason to assume that she would be any less obligated than men. After all, they have nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Specifically, Aliyah L'Regel. That's the Ritva. Aval B'Tztaka, Delo Shaicha B'Regalim, to Hakayim B'Aniyim, Kedek Zim Nela'el, Vaday Mechayim L'Dev Riyako, V'Kofanos Alakayim Mosas V'Sechel L'Balta Acher. And that is the important aura that this question is only by certain ones of the that were asked before, but not all of them. Good. So that is Isha and Yorish. What about another question? What about a katan? Okay, a katan is la bar mitzvah, so we don't assume that a katan is included in Balta Acher. What about a mufla samach la'ish, which is the last year before a katan is a bar or bat mitzvah, and we say, the Gemara says, that they have power in the world of Nedarim. That's why they're called mufla. Mufla samachlish. Mufla means lahafli, to enunciate. The Rambam's Sefer Hafla has Nedarim and Shvuas and Naziris. So Hafla, so what do we hold about a mufla samachlish in terms of Baal Ta'acher? So that's the question of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says, in the mitzvah of Baal Ta'acher, lefizeh, Kol hapaturim misimcha, kigon mufla samach la'ish, shehikdish va'avro la'beis regalim bekatnuso, v'kodem aregel hagimel higdil. What if he became, he's not going to get punished, obviously, while he's a katan, but if before the third yantif he becomes a gadol, dimiyad over bebal ta'acher. The Rambam says right away, because after all, he is in the world of Nedarim, his neder counts, so right when he becomes a gadol, if by the third one he is a gadol, he violates Balta Acher, av shme beis regalim akodma hayapater mikol makom, mitstarfen legimo regalim shiav Balta Acher beregla gimo. That's the Minchas Chinuch. Says the Emek Bracha of Parmanshik, I'm sorry, but I beg to differ. Well, I guess I did verf temuim. Right, this relates to right Sefiras HaOmer and Karban Pesach, if you're in Niskadal Beitayim, and all the sugya. Ulanai Niyasadi Vram Tamuim says they make racha. Why? Dinahida Amrinan da Averas Halav de Balta Acher. Eino Aver Kolagimel Regalim de Eino Ella Meshech Zman. Right? It's not a din of each regel. It's a continuity. It's a time period that goes from one regel to the next. And if he was mufka from this halacha, from this iser, at the beginning of the time period, how can you say that the end of it is good enough? To be gabor gorom elu, im kvar hayalo yecholes palachas lokayim ulavi hektesho, after besharas manaya onas, of a pekin over to acher, mikol makom, be inon kola gimel regalim bechiv. You have to be in the parsha by all three. Mashenkin katan, kivan da lav bar chiyuva hu klal. Said he's not a bar chiyuv. Im kein vaday that regalim shavur bekatnu so ainim mistarvim klal l'meshach azman. And you don't compare this. You don't compare this to what the Minchas Chinuch compared it to the Gemara in Beit. So we had Daf Yutess, the Gemara we had earlier, that if on one of the regalim he was an anus and he couldn't be makriv the karban kigon. Let's say it was a karban toda and Pesach. He can't be makriv a karban toda because the karban toda has 10 out of the 40 are chametz loaves. Still, it's mitztaref to the three. Even if you couldn't bring it on one. So that was the Minchas Chinuch's comparison. Oh, so too katan. So says the Eimei Bracha, there's a big difference between a gadol being an anus versus a katan not being a gadol yet. A gadol being an anus might be what we call a dechia. You're in the parsha, but, you know, you have a ptur. A katan is not even in the parsha yet. So the Machlokes, the Eimei Bracha, and the Minchas Chinuch, what would you say about a mufla samach la'ish who becomes a gadol before the third holiday? Good. Ibailahu. We continue through to last line. Bechor. Me'emasaymon and Loshana. We'll see what that is, this has to do with us. So, Ibailahu. When do you start counting a year? We mentioned earlier that a Bechor has to be brought within his first year. A Bechor behema tahora, right? Mitzvah sase da araisa, to give that to the Kohen. When does the year start? When do you start counting the year that you have to bring it? Abaya Omar, Misha Shenolat. Abaya says from the day he was born. That's when you start counting the year. It's birthday. Ravacha bar Yaakov Amar Misha Shenira Lahartzah. Nope. You start on day 8. Right? Day 8. Miyom Hashmini Vahala Yeratzeh. It was not fit to be a carbon until day 8. So day 8 is day 1. And you start, it's a year from its 8th day, right? 8th birthday. Right? On the day that it was 8 days old. Machlokas, v'lo pligi, the Gemara says there's really no machlokas here. Haba tam, haba balmu. Depends if it was a tam or a balmum. A tam, which is right to be a karbon, so then you start counting on day 8. A balmum, which is not right to be a karbon, so then you start counting on day 1. Rashi and Tosas both say that when it says balmum, it means it was born with a mum. Shenolad bimumo, va'omed lishachet. Bachutz, miyom shenolan, hu roi lakach, umon lomi shenolan. It has to have a mum meikaro. If it had a tam and then became a bal mum, you don't change the minion. If it was a tam, you start on day 8. Well, then if it gets a mum, then you're gonna add a week. So Tosva says, Arashi is mashma, you don't say that. Tosva says, the tam shenasa bal mum, kivan de lo chazi la achila, mon lomi shasartza, fein latar, and you don't change the numbering system in the middle, right? So once it's a tam, so then you start only on day eight, right? And that's your mitzvah. Your mitzvah is to the Yisrael's mitzvah and the Kohen's mitzvah is to give it and to eat it within the year. That's the halacha b'char. Bring it as a karban. Balmum mi matzi achale. One second. A balmum. Can you? Let's say it's a balmum that was born. Let's say it's day 3. Are you allowed to eat it? Are you allowed to eat a balmum right away? Right, is it an Ekshash Trefa? Maybe it's a Nefel? How can you eat it right away anyway? So how can you say you start counting the year from day 1? It's still not Ra'ui to eat. Tosfos, Rashi says, B'yom she'nolad, Dilma Nefela, Ve'ein Shechitasu Metaharaso, Ad She'yisha Shmoni Yamim, D'shub Nafak Le'mi Chlal Nefel. So is it Mechusar Zman? That's in the Sugya, Mechusar Zman. Is it part of a Gzeira, of Syug of Nefel, of Trefa, or is it something more? But it's at least that. So Gemara says, the Kim Le Beit Shekalo Lo Chadasha. No, it must be a case where you know for sure that this animal was full term. Right? Mashma, that if it was not full term, then in a chinami you'd start counting from day 8. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. You start counting. We had one time in the past couple of weeks, in the previous Masechta, so it was born with a mum. And when we had that back in Masechas Beitza, in terms of looking at a mum on Yantif, the Chafhei or so, in Beitza, you had to look at a mum on Yantif, show it to the Chachamim. So he said, well, if it was born with a mum on Yantif, so it was Muchan Agav Imo, and then as it came out, and the Chachamim are sitting there watching it, so it sees the mum right away. So, again, it is still Muchan, it is not Muksa. Okay, maybe we'll talk more about Bechor if there is time. Tana Rabbanan, but we continue now. Be'echad B'nisan. On the first day of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Lachadashim. New ideas, not said in our Mishnah. Lachadashim, it's a first for the months. Lagabi what? We don't know. Ule Iburin, we'll have to see what that means. For Ibur Hashanah, what does Nisan have to do with Ibur Hashanah? We know that it's too late. Ibur Hashanah has to be done in Adar. Ule Trumas Hashkalim, and for taking Shkalim, that we understand. Right, the Mishnah is in Shkalim, that's when you start taking Karbanos Sibur from the new money that has been collected over the past month. True mashkalim. The yesh omrim af l'schiras batim. And some say also schiras batim. Meaning if we have an agreement that it'll be for a year, that you'll rent the house for a year, once Nisan comes, that's the next year. That's the next year. That's year 2. So how do you know each one of these? And then we'll see why doesn't our Mishnah mention these. That's what the Gemara will talk about. L'chadashim inalan. First question, what does chadashim mean? What does l'chadashim inalan mean? Right, how do you know, and then we'll see what the nafkamina is. L'chadashim inalan d'chziv, because the pasuk says, how do you know Nisan is the first month? Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim. Rishon hu lachem l'chadshei hashana, it's the first. How do you know what month that's talking about? Dabru al kol adas Yisrael emar. Be'asar l'chodesh hazeh v'yikhu lachem ish seh l'veseh v'oseh l'abayis. On this month, on the 10th month, on that year, you're going to take a set. V'haylachem l'mishmeres adar ba asar yom l'chodesh hazeh, and you keep it till the 14th, v'shachatu osov v'gomer. And then you shechted on Pesach Rishon, v'ksiv shamor es chodesh ha'aviv. And we know in Dvarim in Re'eh, that month that we're talking about is in the spring season. Which month is in the spring season? Ve'zeo chodesh yesh bo aviv, ha'viomer zeh Nisan. That's Nisan. So you put Re'eh and Bo together. Ve'kari bei, kari lei rishon. And that's how you know it is the first month. Ve'eh ma'ir. Ear is also, things are growing, it's the springtime. No, be'ina aviv, ve'leka. You need the real spring and ear doesn't always have things growing at that time. Right, Rashi says, v'kvar nigmara nisan, v'ikazara afil. Things grow, it's the late growth, not the normal, the major growth. Ve'ema adar, maybe it's the month before. Be'ina rov aviv, ve'leka. And that's also not rov. So, midi rov aviv ksiv, it just says aviv. Maybe it just means any aviv. Doesn't have to be rov aviv. Say elam rav chizda mehach. Okay, you're right. Different try. How do you know Nisan is called Chodesh Arishon? Ach b'chamisha oso yom haChodesh haShvi'i ba'as b'chem es tfuas haaretz. Right, pasuk a couple weeks ago in Emor. On the 15th day of the month, when you gather the tfua, that's the 7th month. Ezel Chodesh yishbo asifa. What month is the time for gathering? Havi Omer is at Tishrei. The Kakari leShvi'i. So if Tishrei is the 7th, Nisan is the 1st. Because we know the order. We at least know the order of the months. We just don't know where to start. V'yema mar cheshvan, maybe it's cheshvan and not Tishrei. Umay shvi le'iyar, same kind of question as before. Maybe we're a month off. Bina asif v'leka, you need the time of gathering. And the time of the Iker gathering is Tishrei. V'yema elul, umay shvi la'adar, maybe it's a month earlier. Bina rova asif v'leka. Right, you need most of the gathering by Elul. You know, not everything is gatherable yet. Midi rov asif ksiv, does it say rov? So el amar avina. Ravina says, okay, Davar zeh mitores Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamanu midivrei Kabbalah lamanu. We don't know this from a pasuk in Chumash. Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, we know this from a pasuk in Navi. Divrei Kabbalah. Biyom, as we have a couple of psukim here in Navi, that describe the days of the month and list off the names of the months. As we know, in Navi, the names are given, even though in the Torah it's not. Biyom Estrim Barba Lashteasar Chodesh Uchodesh Shvat. Shvat is called the 11th month by Zechariah. Rabba Bar Ula Amar Mehacha, or here. Vatilokach Esther El Hamelach Achashverosh, El Beis Malchuso, Bachodesh O'asiri Uchodesh Teves. Teves is called the 10th month. Rav Kahana Amar Mehacha, Bar Ba'a Lachodesh Hatashii Bekislev. Right, Kislev is called the 9th month. This all proves that Nisan's the first. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Mehacha, Vayikru Sofrei Hamelach Ba'esahi Bachodesh Hashlishi Hu Chodesh Sivan. Right, they read it the 3rd month. Rav Ashi Amar Mehacha, Hipul Pur Lehu Hagorol Lifnei Haman Miyom Liyom Umichodesh Lachodesh Shemasar Hu Chodesh Adar. So everyone you want. Interesting. Why are they each quoting a different pasuk? What's the machlokas about? V'ibayisema Mehacha. What about the last one? Bachodesh Arishon Lachodesh Nisan. Right. So ask the Mefarshim, the Gemara. Just neither. Just the last one. V'kula my time alomer mehai. Just say the last one. The last one's explicit. You don't have to do math. Even though it's not high-level math. You don't have to do math for the last one. It says it. So, Dilma, my Rishon, Rishon Lemilsei. Maybe when it says by Nisan, the first month, it doesn't mean the first in the calendaric counting of the months. It just means the first, right when Haman came to power, he didn't waste any time. Right, the first month after he came to power, he was already causing tsaras for Klal Yisrael. That's what the Rishash says. But Tana Ditan, last line, right, what about Artana? Why doesn't he list Chadashim in the Mishnah? Why is it only here in the Tana Rabbanan? So, Bishanim Kamayri, Bechadashim Lo Kamayri. He's talking about halachos that have to do with items that happen once a year. Items that occur the whole year. Meiser Behemoth, what the whole year. Months is talking about when Yom Tovim are. And when each holiday is, and that is not what the Mishnah was talking about. It was just talking about Shanim Nafkaminas, not Chadashim Nafkaminas. Couple of points. Number one is the Ritva has a line here that is mysterious. The Ritva says, Umegillas Esther Nikres Divrei Kabbalah, Vishelo Kedivrei Hayachid. That's the whole Ritva line. Right? Megillas Esther, maybe that's the Chiddush of Ravina, right? And the others, the Megillas Esther is called Divrei Kabbalah, not like the Das Yachid. What Das Yachid? So Aruch Laner said, it's referring to the Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara and Megillah, we know Daf Zayin, which talks all about which books were controversial and almost didn't make it into the canon, almost didn't make it into Tanakh. So you have a couple on the list. Kohelis was on the list, and the others, Esther was on the list. As it was on the list. That's what the Ritva is referring to. Says the Aruch Laner right here. V'kavanaso nireh, dimi Megillah ikalamanda amar, dimi Megillah's Esther ena metame yadayim. That Megillah's Esther is not included in Tanakh. Remember, the language of the Gemara is ena metame yadayim. The Mishnayos and Meseches Yadayim describe that in the days of old, the Kohanim used to keep their truma in a safe place. They didn't want it to become tamis. They kept it in the Aron. The problem is, animals used to come to not only eat the truma, but also eat the Sifrei Kodesh. So Chazal made a Gzeira d'Rabbanan. If truma touches a sefer, then the truma becomes tamay. Right? So all real svarim or metame is yadayim. Right? And therefore, that's the language used by the Gemara to reflect whether something is a serious sefer in Tanakh or not. So, says the Ritva, and says the Aruch Laner, explaining the Ritva, that's that opinion. Not like that one opinion in Megillah that says that it does not have kedusha and it is not metame es hayadayim. Number one. The other point to mention on this sugya is the Ritva here. The Ritva notes Tadar Rabbanan on our Gemara Rosh Hashanah lechadashim. What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara doesn't say explicitly. The Gemara alludes to it at the end when the Gemara says, well, the Mishnah is interested in Shonim and not Chadashim. So there's something about Chadashim that is the halachic issue behind this whole discussion. So what is it? Says the Ritva, Pirish, v'nafkamina l'da'as seder Chadashim, ezo rishon, ezo shvi, ubazeh tikun kol ha-moados. It has to do with the holidays. You know, when are you going to have Pesach? Pesach is going to be the first month. Which is the first month? That's what this nafkamin is. Remember, the Mishnah was about Shunim, and Regalim was Baal Ta'acher. The order had nothing to do with Yom Tovim. Says the Ritva, V'hadev Yakoli. And then the Ritva adds an amazing comment, and this would be even Divrei HaKol. What do you mean Divrei HaKol? Even though we're going to have, in a couple of days, on Daf Yud, the Machlokas, B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam, B'Nisa Nivra HaOlam, when is Rosh Hashanah, Tehalo Efshar, D'Palig Shum. And so even according to Rabbi Lazar, he says, who holds B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam, he doesn't say that Tishrei is the first month, L'Gabe Pesach. But it's not a Machlokas Tanoim. He says, "The halo efshar, the palik shum gavra baha, to the levi nisan Rosh Hashanah lechadashim." It's impossible. Imi shum kroy, the muchachei hachi lehedya. Imi shum noeg sheba olam, shenoagu kol Yisrael lasos pesach benisan, v'cholamoados betishrei, v'chzibei bechodesh hashvi. Upashutuze. And it's obvious. I don't even have to say this, but I'm saying it anyway. It's obvious. The kiva kivan tekein, and therefore, because that's what this gemara is about. Nisan is Rosh Hashanah lechadashim, meaning for when the holidays are for every Tana. And then he says, "V'kivan tekein, if this is true, ikalameid aktuva." Then I have the question: according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds b'tishrei nivra ha'olam, umi menu monim litzkufos, do you count the seasons from them? Hare tishrei kishem shu Rosh Hashanah ladaito kachu Rosh Chadashim ki misham etchil litzkufasam umi chilek bein Rosh Hashanah v'Roshei Chadashim. So I agree, Rabbi Eliezer has to say this. So then what's his root shita about Tishrei? If he agrees to this, that all the Moedim go by Nisan, so what exactly is his root by Tishrei? V'hanachon bazet, ki bevadai, l'man da'amar b'tishrei nivra ha'olam, Tishrei hu Rosh Chodashim. You have to say that. It is Rosh Chodesh l'chadashim. Aye, what about the holidays? He doesn't argue about that. We don't want to say such a machlokas amongst Jews. Umasha'anu omrim denisanu rosh chadashim ze leminyan ha-Torah uminyan Yisrael. She'gazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu limnos minisan zeich lezias Mitzrayim. Really, it's not the first month. But regarding the holidays, which are all linked to Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem says start with Nisan in terms of the counting. In some conceptual, ideal way, Tishrei is always first. Rosh Hashanah lechadashim. But regarding the chagim, or shalint tizias b'sraim, Hashem says, this is what you count from. Teda, shalo amar hakasuv rishonhu lechadshei hashana, ela rishonhu lachem. Rishonhu lachem, it's for you. How you count, avalo manavo adam arishon. Adam arishon didn't do this. Right? When he started counting, says Rebbe Lazar, it was from Tishrei. Right? It was not from Nisan. Interesting discussion, important discussion that the Ritva has here. We'll have to revisit this when we get back to Daf Yud and Daf Yud Beis, where this Lachlokas is also discussed. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara on the first medium line, Uli Iburin. What did the Braisa say on top? That Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Iburin. What does that mean? So we think it means that you're Ma'abar the Shana. In Nisan, you're already Ma'abar the Shana for that year. Let's say Nisan Tavshanayin Dalet. So that works, that makes Tavshanayin Dalet an extra year. You let it do that like 11 months in advance. Uli Iburin bin Nisan Maninan from Nisan Vatanya. Ey Ma'abar the Shana lefnei Rosh Hashanah. No, you're not Ma'abar the Shana before Rosh Hashanah, meaning from Tishrei, right? The last couple of months of the year. That's when you can decide to add on an Adar. The Mibrua in a Mubaris. And if you try to, it doesn't work. If I try to be the Ma'abar the month in the year in Sivan, it doesn't work. So for sure, Nisan, which is the first. Avol b'pnei atchak, Ma'abar nosa achar Rosh Hashanah miyad. If you're really in dire straits and you really see that you need it, you can already decide the day after Rosh Hashanah that there's going to be an extra Adar that year. V'yafal pike ne Ma'abar nela Adar. Even so, the only month you can add on is Adar. Can't add on any other month. Question mark. So what does our Braisa mean that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah liiburin? So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ma iburin hafsakas iburin. No, it's just the opposite. It doesn't mean iburin, it means hafsakas. That once they announce that the month is Nisan, they can no longer be ma'aber the previous year. That's what it's being referred to. Right? That was what that we had a Chizkiyo, it was Ma'abar Nisan ben Nisan on the last day, and we said, what does that mean? A day that was right to be Nisan, was it actually Nisan? But that's this line, Titzan, Heine Idu, that's what the Mishnah says, that in Idios, they gave testimony, She Ma'abar Nashana, Kol Adar, the entire month of Adar, you can be Ma'adar. Shehayu Omrim, because there were those rabbis that said, Ada Purim, only until Purim, the last 2 weeks of the year, it's too late. My time, demand Amar Adapurim, why would you have limited it? Kiva to Amar Mar, Shoal and Bilchas Pesach, Kodah Pesach, Shloshim Yom. Since we know people start focusing on Pesach for a month from the day of Purim, if you change it afterwards, there's going to be a whole mess up. Asil Zuli Bechamitz. People are going to think that it's going to be Pesach right after Purim, but it's really not. You can have a month. And then the following month, it's going to really be Pesach, but they're not going to think it was Pesach. And they're going to be Asil Zuli Bechamitz. And therefore, we take that into account. Rashi says that the Darshanim are going to give Shiurim and people aren't going to listen that it's not Pesach yet. They're going to be so convinced and so in the Pesach mode, they're not going to be able to take another month. The Idach and the other opinion says you can do it the whole Adar. Meidi Yadiyah, Deshasa Ma'avarta, B'chushman Atalia Milsa. Everybody knows that years go by based on Cheshman. Whenever Besdin decides, V'savri Chushmana Hudulo Salat Lulu Rabbana Nado Inna. They'll realize that the Rabbanah didn't decide. But what do you see from there? That you could only do it after Rosh Hashanah, and therefore our Braisa must mean Hafsaka Siburin. Vitana Didan. So now back to the original question. Why doesn't our Mishnah have this? Because they're talking about things that start, not things that end. That's what our Mishnah is about. Remember the major machlokas we've shown him. I haven't mentioned it in a long time, so just to review it, between the Rambam and the Rabban, about Kiddush HaKodesh and Ibur HaShana. First of all, there's a machlokas, how many mitzvahs is that counted as? The Rambam counts one mitzvah. Kiddush HaKodesh and Ibur HaShana, setting the calendar for the months, and adding on a month to a year, that is one mitzvah Aseh D'Oraisa, the Rambam in mitzvah Aseh Kuf Nun Gimel. The Rambam says one big mitzvah, and the Ramban argues on that. That's machlokas number one. Two mitzvahs, not one mitzvah. The Rambam there has the famous formulation that all, and this now goes into the second machlokas, and that is all setting of the calendars. All halachas go by the Besdin in Eretz Yisrael. The Sanhedrin HaGadol in Eretz Yisrael. All setting the calendar. And even today where we do Kiddush, where we have Alpi Cheshbon, not Alpi Re'iyah, where it's a set calendar, at root, the entire calendar flows from the Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam has the Lashon of, if Chas V'Shalom, there were no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, the whole calendar would be null and void. Because we, in Eretz Yisrael, are the representatives of all of Klal Yisrael, as the Gemara says regarding certain halachos, that Kahal Yisrael, the halachic definition of Kahal Yisrael is only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, for Parhelam Darishal Tzibur, and Eglah Ruf, other halachos. So says the Rambam, Vani Yosef l'chabiyur, ilu efshar derech mashal, shebenei Eretz Yisrael ye'adru me'Eretz Yisrael, chalilo lakel me'asosos, ki hu iftiach shelo yimacha osos ha'uma mikol v'chol. So that's the Rambam, right, where the Ema Bonim Smecha makes that note, that the Rambam writes Chas V'Shalom. in his own way. The Rambam doesn't mince words. Every single word in the Rambam is noted and thought about. So he adds this in, though. If it would happen, chalila, that it should ever happen, Hashem says it's never going to happen. He has that in. Velo yeh sham bezem, lo yeh b'chutz la'aretz, bezem shedisfach ba'aretz, hinu cheshboneinu zeh lo yo'ilanu az klum, b'shum panim, l'fi she'ein lanu reshus, she'nachashev b'chutz la'aretz, v'na'ah b'rshanim b'nikva chadashim, ela b'tzno'im ha'nizkarim, ki mitzion teitzei Torah u'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Says the Rambam. That's the Rambam. The Ramban begs to differ there too. The Ramban says there are many Gemaras that seem to say that they were focusing, they were doing the calendar after the Churban Bayis. How can you say it's all totally on the Beis Din Hagadol? And even at that time when they set the calendar, and including our Gemara. Our Gemara sounds like, Ma'aber late, Ma'aber after. So says the Ramban, again, there's a lot of literature written on that Machlokas, but the Ramban is a little more flexible in terms of who can do the mitzvah. It does not have to be the Sanhedrin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. Good. Any smuchim, the Ramban says. Vayter. Obviously, Shloshim Yom L'Fnei HaChag is a topic that we have discussed in the past. How do you put that together with the last line in Maseches Megillah that it says he's supposed to learn on the day about the day? We showed him discussed that. Stira. Vayter. Ulutrumas Shkalim Inala. And how do you know that Shkalim goes by Nisan? Amar Rav Yoshi Amar Kra. Zos Olas Chodesh B'chatsho L'chatshe Hashana. Amra Torah Chadesh Vahave Karban Mitruma Chadasha. The Torah says, bring a karban from the new gatherings. V'gam Rishon Hashanah B'Nisan. And we have Gzeir Shava. Tichsev Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chadshe Hashanah. Gzeir Shava. Fine. V'ligmar Shana Shana B'Tishrei. Tichsev Me'Reishas Hashanah. Referring to Tishrei. Right? When the year changes. Why don't you learn Gzeir Shava from there? Danin Shana Shishim Achadashim Mishana Shishim Achadashim. We'd rather have a Gzeir Shava of even closer linked psukim. This both these psukim have the word Shana and they have the word Chadshe in that pasuk. Val Danin Shana Shishim Achadashim Mishana Shishim Achadashim. The pasuk of Mereshis Hashana only has the word Shana, does not have the word Chadasha. Period. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Karban Tzibur Habo'in Be'echad B'Nisan Mitzvah Lahavi Min Achadash. Carbon and Seber that are brought on the first of Nisan, we bring from the new collection, from the Shkalim that were collected. Since Rosh Chodesh Adar, when they started announcing. V'im hevi mena yashan yatsa, and if you brought from the old yatsa, el shachisar mitzvah, right, you did the mitzvah, you missed out on the chance to do the mitzvah, but it does not pass with the carbon. V'yachid shesnadiv mishalo, and let's say a yachid was misnadiv to give money for a carbon Seber, k'sherin, that works. Bilvad shivzerim letzibur, as long as he gave it over properly with the right kavanas, that it is not his. That it's not his, because you can't have personal money that is motzi, that is used for the carbon tzibur. Pshita is pretty obvious. Pretty obvious that you have to have that kavana. Mao detema lechush shema lo yimzerim letzibur yafe yafe. You might think that we have to be worried. Maybe he won't give it to the tzibur with the proper kavana. Kamash malan, we say no, it's okay, we trust him. Vatana didan, okay, last one. Why isn't the shkalim in our Mishnah? Right, it's the shkalim Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kiva diktani im hevi yatsa lo psikale. Because it's okay b'di'eved, we don't want to list it. We're only listing halachas psukos that are ma'akev even b'di'eved. That is the why it's not in our Mishnah. The problem that Nisiv points out here, the Merome Sadeh, there is one thing that is included on the earlier lists that's not so clear. It might also be b'di'eved. It's not beforeish in our, actually it is beforeish in our Mishnah. A little bit later in the Mishnah we didn't get to discuss, and that is Meister Behema. By Meister Behema, the Rambam Paskins, what happens if I brought Meister Behema in the wrong year? Right, we learned Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, L'Maiser Behema. The Rambam says in Hilchas Bechoros, in Zion, Ein Ma'asrin min Hanoladim B'Shana Zu, Al Hanoladim B'Shana Acheres. Right, you're not allowed to be Ma'asir on different years. Kishem, whenever the Rambam has a Kishem, our ears have to open wide. Comparisons. Kishem She'ein Ma'asrin B'Zera Ha'aretz. So the Rambam says, just like Meiser of Zraim have to be only within the year, so too Meiser Behema. And then the Rambam says, V'yireli, that another, we have to open up our ears very widely. V'yireli, the Rambam is saying this based on his own conviction. Shim Iser Behema, Mishana Alshana, Hareza Meiser. It's still called Meiser Mipnei Chumras Hakadshim. You calling it a meiser? Okay, it's chumra kachim. Shaharei lo akbida Torah al meiser behema beferish shiyehe shana shana. End of the Rambam. Right? I think that it is not ma'akev. And the Mefarshim here, the Lechem Mishnah here, is bothered. It's amazing what the problem is here with this Rambam. On almost every year Ali, they wonder, where the Rambam get this from? Here, the question is, it's a Mefarsh Gemara. What does it mean, year Ali? What does the Rambam mean? It says the Lechem Mishnah. Kasha, to mehekesha, to meiser behema, lo meiser dubin yalfin la. The Amar Hasam, it says in Abacharos, Daphnud Gimel, Ma Meiser Chadash ala Yashan, Lo, Av Meiser Behema, Me Chadash ala Yashan, Yo, Vekiva Davi Akesha, Kakasav Behed Yahave. That's the Rambam I'm talking about, that it's only year Ali. It's a hekish. The ode Dara Yasom Umuchusar's man the Kilayim the Mafkinan Lehasam Xirashava the Takatak the Kutchim become Makam Kazar Abedal Elshim Petrum Lagamre Vlokasav Shamshim Isram Havi Meister Lachumra Vakailan the Hekish other big Xirashava. We have other examples where you have Karbanos that the Rambam does not say that Lachumra will treat them as Karbanos. By other psulim that you by mistake by Muchusar's man and Kilayim. So, number one, isn't it a Gemara? And if it's not a Gemara, so then how does the Rambam say it? Either way, this is the Rambam. But either way, for our purposes, so it seems like it's only a lechatchila, Meiser Behema, in the proper year. So, how the Gemara here says that, all the ones in the Gemara, in our Mishnah, are the ones that are Ma'akev. That's a little difficult that it points out based on this Gemara. Also, just one other, the Rav Yashiv notes this Havamina of Shema lo yimsrim letzibur yafe yafe. Maybe you won't give it to the tzibur properly. Ask Rabbi Yashiv, but I don't understand. What, he's going to want to keep it for himself? Why? Because he wants to get the credit for the karban. But then it's pasul. So Imanashach is not going to get the credit. If he keeps it for himself, it's going to be a pasul karban. If he doesn't keep it for himself, what he's supposed to do, see, it's not going to be his. But the karban is going to work. So what's the chashash? He's going to be mazik to himself and to the seber, that's the havamina. So it must be, v'nira lafaresh, that it's not that he's going to do it b'mezid. That he's just not going to know. He's not going to know. Just like he says in Gittin. In Gittin it says on Daf Chaf, in Isha Shabbat Lahakros Nira, let's say a woman has paper, has cloth, she's going to be mocking it to her husband to then write the get on. And the Gemara says there, Isha lo yada la'aknuye. What does that mean? Isha, a woman can make a kinyan? What does it mean lo yada la'aknuye? Of course she knows how to make a kinyan. The issue there is that because she's ultimately going to get the get back, so that's why she thinks, I'm giving it, but I'm going to get it back, so I don't really have to give a full kinyan. Maybe that's the issue here, says Rabbi Yashiv. Because he's part of the tzibur, so yes, he's going to give it. But because he's kind of going to get it back a little bit, because he's going to get the credit, so then that's why, that's the havamina, why we think he's not going to have proper kavana. Shebikima shegam acher hakno letzibur, hare karban ya'aleg gam avur hamisna dev, shegam hu chelik mi atzibur, v'kol ki agavna, hayamakam lachush, shelo yeida limser yafe yafe, kmo get isha. That's what he says, and that's why, kamash v'lon, that we don't have to worry about that. Right. Tan rabbanon, v'yesh omrim, afalabas schiris batim. Right, the last one in the braisa was schiris batim. If you rent a house, Nisan is year two. Tanur Abanan. Hamaska bayis lachaveiro l'shana. Monish ne'masar chodesh miyom liyom. If you rented a house to your friend, you go year to year. Miyom liyom. V'imamar l'shana zu. But if you say for this year, if you say for a year, then it goes by 12 months. But if you say for this year, so then afilu lo amar el abechad ba'adar, even if it's only Rosh Chodesh Adar. Kivan shegia yomechad b'nisan also l'shana. Once Nisan comes, that's the year. That's the year. You don't have less than a month, though. Because nobody rents a house for less than a month. It's got to be at least a month. You don't do that. Tosfos adds in, second Tosfos, and you don't say the principle that's quoted elsewhere, damim modiim, which means, why don't you look at how much he paid for it? Wouldn't that tell you, like, did he give like a monthly amount or a yearly amount? Wouldn't you be able to say that? Tosfos says, no, this opinion is not holding that. Sorry, it must be that, no, even if he gave a lot of money, part of it is for rental and the other part is a present. Part of it is a present, so that's what this opinion is holding. Back to the Gemara. And even if you want to say, regarding other halachos, that even one day out of a year is called a year, like we had earlier in Daveis, shiny hacha. But here, lamaisa, it's not true. Nobody's going to rent a house for less than 30 days. And therefore, it's got to be at least a month. Fine. V'eima tishrei. Who says that tzchiras batim should go by Nisan? Maybe it should go by Tishrei. No. Stam ki agar inish besa mistamo. When a person rents a house, lukulhe yemos hakshamim agar. He's not going to leave in the middle of the winter. So after Tishrei, when the rainy season, he's not going to leave there. So mistama, Nisan is when it switches. V'tanakama debraisa. the Tana Didan. So what about the first opinion of the Braisa? This was a Yesh Omrim. Right? So the first opinion didn't hold Skiris Batim on the list. And our Mishnah didn't have it, so why isn't it on the list? But Nisan Nami. Why? Because Nisan also. Mishkan Shkiach Kitre. Right? In Nisan too, sometimes there is a reason. It's cloudy, it's rainy. So you can't say that, it's Dafka this month and not that month. You don't, they argue, meaning not on the Metzias, but in terms of the percentages, and therefore they don't think that this would be true, that it would be a Rosh Hashanah for Skiris Batim. What do we paskins? The Rishonim discuss, Lamaisa, what we hold by Skiris Batim in terms of is there a Rosh Hashanah? Vaiter. Becha be'elu, Rosh Hashanah Lamaisa be'ema. We're back to the next line of the Mishnah. Next line of the Mishnah, the first of Elul is Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema, as we just discussed from the Rambam. Mani, who is this opinion that holds that the first of Elul is Maaser Behema? Remember, if you go back to the Mishnah for a minute, we had a couple of opinions, right? The Tanakama here said that that the first of Elul is Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon said it's the first of Tishrei. So according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, there is one less, they switch it. There's one less Rosh Hashanah, because there's no Elul. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. So let's see, that's going to play a factor here. So Mani, who is the Tanakama, the anonymous Tanakama, who was this the first of Elul? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Bechad Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah, Lamaisa Behema. Rabbi Meir says elsewhere. Ula Regalim, Sadeh Gemara says, Ula Regalim Mani. Who is the first line of the Mishnah that said, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is for Regalim? Rabbi Shimon he. Remember, that was Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because the Gemara said that our Mishnah is holding like the opinion. What does it mean, Regalim Kisidron? That is three regalim for Baal Ta'acher in order. So Rabbi Shimon is opinion number one, Tanakhana number one. Rabbi Meir is Tanakhama number two. One second, look at the next line. Ema Seifa, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Bechad, B'Tishrei. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say that Maaser Behema goes by Tishrei. So Reisha V'Seifa, Rabbi Shimon, M'siyasa, Rabbi Meir. Should we say the anonymous Tanakhama is Rabbi Shimon? The anonymous Tanakhama is Rabbi Meir? And then Rabbi Shimon? So Amar of Yosef, no. Rebbe, it's all Rebbe's opinion. V'nasev la'aliba de Tanaim. No, can you say it's all Rebbe? It is holding like various Tanaim. V'regalim savala k'reb Shimon, v'maiseyim savala k'reb Meir. Fine. Says the Gemara now, 1 minute. Ihachi, if this all is true, arba'a chamisha have. If it's really one opinion, it's Rebbe's shita, then there are five Rashi Shanim, not just four, because every one in the Mishnah is counted separately. Amarava. Rava answers, you're right. Yeah, Rebbe himself would hold five. But Arba'a L'Divrei Hakol. Four is what everybody holds like. L'Rebbe Meir Arba'a Dal Regalim. For a Meir, take out the Regal. Why? Because remember, he holds Baal Ta'acher is even by the first Yantif. So Regalim is taken out. L'Rebbe Shimon Arba'a Dal Maaser Behema. Rebbe Shimon takes out Maaser Behema, because for him, Maaser Behema goes by Tishrei, which is the other Rosh Hashanah for others. That's one opinion. Really, it's five, but it's four L'Divrei Hakol. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Arba'a Chadashim Ubahen Kama Rosh Hashanim. Right, because two of the Rosh Hashanim are in the same month. Nisan has the first of Nisan and the 15th of Nisan. Right, so it is, that's what it means. It means 4 months, and there are a couple of Rosh Hashanim within those. Let's just do one more section. Meisve, Shisha Asar B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah LaOmer, Shisha B'Sivan Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei HaLechem. Right? The Karban HaOmer brought on the second day of Pesach is the Rosh Chodesh. It allows you now to eat Chadash. And on Shavuos, it allows you to bring Menachos from Chadash. So aren't those Rosh Hashanah also? L'Rava L'Shtei Shish L'Rach V'Yisach L'Shtei Chamisha. Why aren't these in the Mishnah too? Aren't these Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara is going to give a couple of answers to that question. We are not going to go into that question right now. We'll just talk for a moment about the issue of Chadash, and that is, we know, just to expand a little bit on the second day of the month of the second day of Pesach, that is the day that we bring the Karban HaOmer from barley. Once that is brought, then all grain that has taken root since last year Pesach is now mutter. Until I do that, or Bizman Hazeh, until that day passes, one is not allowed to eat Chadash. One of the mysteries in Halacha, there are a couple of mysteries in Halacha, right? Birchas Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz. So there are explanations given, but at the end of the day, after all the dust settles, it's more mystery than explanations. So, this is another mystery in Halacha. Why is it that for the hundreds of years, many in B'nai Yisrael were makel on the Isra of Chadash? It's Mefurish. It's Mefurish Halacha. It's Mefurish Halacha in the Rambam and the Rishon and the Shulchan Aruch that it applies in the Chutz La'aretz. So that is the Svek Sveka of the Ramah in Yaradeya. Safek, it was from last year's crop, and even if it's from this year's crop, Safek, maybe it took root before Pesach. Which all the Achronim say, that's two Svekas, that's one Safek. Maybe it took root before or after. But that's the Ramah, so everyone tries to bring defenses. The famous Bach, where the Bach discusses maybe it doesn't apply to Tfuah of Akum, maybe it doesn't apply to Tfuah of Chutz Laaretz, even though it's Mefurish. Right, many different suggestions given, but Bizman Hazeh, more and more people are being makpid on it, but the mystery of it is still something that is a sugya that has to be discussed. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but we'll get into the answers of the Gemara to this question on tomorrow's daf. Okay, Parshas here is up. Everybody enjoy OU.org, Parshas Bechukosai.